We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. A jolt of noise began Gao Hong's celebration as Illinois Wind Symphony started their hour-long performance at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts last night. The band, distinct for its lack of a dedicated string section and composed of around 60 graduate and undergraduate university students, represented the best student musicians flexing their chops on the rest of the collegiate community. Celebration had a particularly whimsical quality, but still contained substantial punch. Its passages flowed like rivers, winding through and eroding the musical ideas and textures. A series of 8 miniatures from Joaquin to Rina followed, evoking a Disney-esque musical quality. The vignettes, impressionistic in nature, at times resulted in a more romantic feeling, which was not altogether displeasing. The Spanish influence in the set was evident. However, the second half of the program became slightly homogenous, partially due to the absence of strings and lack of consistent accentuation of nuances of each piece. Yet, also because of the band's nature, the sound would linger slightly longer than it otherwise would have while the airwaves traveled. For a quality performance, those few seconds of extra reverberation were only too short to truly appreciate what was, in the end, a very well put on show. From concerts to costumes, today from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., the University of Illinois Ice Arena is having a Halloween-themed open skate. Students can bring their iCard for free entry and wear a Halloween costume for free skate rental. Go to the Ice Arena to have a spooky night on the ice. For more information, visit campusrec.illinois.edu. In city news, the Urbana Community Development Commission held its monthly meeting in the City Council chambers last night. The topic of discussion this month was rental assistance programs for members of the Urbana community. Lisa Benson, Community Services Director of the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, spoke about their tenant-based rental assistance program. The program, which offers each household an average of $11,000 a year, is looking to nearly double its coverage to 25 households in 2026. Jen Straub, Rental Assistance Program Manager for Cunningham Township, explained their Emergency Retail Assistance Program. The ERA program supports over 40 households each month, offering financial aid to those who are at risk of losing housing. With no further topics to discuss, the meeting was adjourned, with the next one scheduled for November 25th. To learn more about this meeting and upcoming ones, please visit urbanail.gov. To close out with sports, the Illinois women's basketball team will take on Maryville in an exhibition game before getting their season started next week against Southeast Missouri. The team is coming off a trip to the NCAA tournament last year, where they won their opening round game before losing to number 1-seeded Texas in the second round. Even with a reloaded roster, including 5 freshmen and not a single senior on the team, head coach Shauna Green looks to lead a changing of the guard back to the NCAA tournament. Tip-off between Illinois and Maryville is set for 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the State Farm Center and broadcast live on Big Ten Plus. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Mac Jones, Olivia Rebellon, Gavin Westlake, and Joshua Applebaum. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.